joy left for me. When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father Homer came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still.
Oh, man. What a great memory tune there with Peter, Paul, and Mary and the Marvelous Toy. And that's what we want to talk about for this half hour on the Evan Bray Show. What's your toy memory? Reminiscing, be it back to a Christmas in your youth at some point where you got that toy that you'd always dreamt of. Doesn't have to be a Christmas present, perhaps. Maybe it was something that you got on a birthday or something that you saved your hard-earned money for and were able to purchase. Your favorite toy memory. Or maybe it's not a good memory. Maybe you had this wonderful toy and your brother broke it. 1-877-332-TALK. What's your toy memory story? 1-877-332-8255. Well, for me, I got so many of them. I can so specifically remember my 11th birthday. I don't know what happened in our household that year. We didn't have a lot of money. Lived in a small town, southwest Manitoba, yada, yada, yada. My dad, extremely hardworking guy, real quiet man, worked for the RM, driving a grader, driving the plow, that sort of thing. And my mom did sewing and, you know, she worked sometimes in the local store. But we always got through. You know, you never really felt poor. But I just remember as a kid, we never got a lot at Christmas time. We always got something, but something the year that I was 11. So that would have been 1966. I don't know if my mom won the lottery or my dad got some extra work, but I just know that Christmas sticks in my mind because of all the stuff I got. And the one item that I got that year that I just marvel at was the Twin Peaks road race set. You know, the slot cars. And these were the smaller ones. And it was this plastic track. You put it together and it was quite involved. And it had the two cardboard mountains and you had the track wind around these mountains. And I don't know, there was three or four little cars came with it and you had the rheostat, you know, the little trigger thing to make it go. So that was the one thing I got, and I was just blown away. I opened up this big box, and here's this road racing set. Something else I got that year was a Gibson telescope, and it was something we had got the World Book Encyclopedia the year before, and I was just enamored with space. Everything about space that was in the World Book Encyclopedia, I think I wrote everything down, copied it word for word, because I was just so enamored with space. So I got a telescope, and I got this road race set, and I just thought I was in heaven. It was just absolutely awesome. I think another reason I remember my 11th Christmas was because not long after that, in fact, like literally back to school right after the Christmas break, and I was out playing on the playground, I got tackled, and I ended up with a fractured skull and ended up having to be in hospital for about a week. And every time my mom or dad would come to visit me, I'd always say, "You better not let my sister be using my telescope." You got a toy story? You got a memory about a favorite toy? Love to hear it at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Roy just texted in, says, my model railroad received that I got for Christmas was when I was 12, and it would be the ultimate ever. So what's this here? I'm trying to figure out what he's saying here. Over 8 years, it grew from a 4x8 sheet of spruce plywood to one covering 20x12 feet in the basement, 13 locomotives. Oh, I see. So it's a model railway set. 80 rolling cars with mountains, towns, ports, coal mines. Unfortunately, at the age of 20, we moved. Still got it, but it's been in tote bins ever since, but maybe I'll resurrect it. in my retirement. That's a lovely story, Roy. Boy, what a great memory, too, and the train sets. Yeah, I never had a train set. I had the race car set. I know friends of mine had train sets. I always liked those. I had a steam engine. I remember the steam engines. You know, you'd put the white tablet in the under the boiler and set it on fire, and the wheel would turn. Simpler days, eh? 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Greg says, my 12th birthday or Christmas Day. Oh, it was my 12th birthday on Christmas Day. Oh, that would be tough. He got a watch from his parents, and 51 years ago that happened, and I can still picture the orange and blue face on it. That's a great memory of something like that. Thanks, Greg. 1-877-332-8255. Russ texted in, not talking about toys, but we were talking with Mark Saltzman about the newest rendition of the Apple ear pod thingies. That's my technical word for them. And Russ has got a story saying that he was in Argentina recently, and he said the AirPods were great when talking one-on-one, but he says when you're in a loud room with lots of noise or multiple conversations going on, he says they really don't work. He said he spent a month in Argentina, and they were wonderful, especially at a hotel desk talking to somebody, but he says if you're walking in a store or restaurant, you wouldn't hear the conversation around you. But pretty amazing, the AirPods offering that one-on-one translation. Not perfect, but it's amazing how the technology is moving along. 1-877-332-8255. What's your toy memory? Hey, Lionel, how are you? Hello, Lionel.
Fine.
There we are. Thought we lost you. Merry Christmas, Lionel.
Merry Christmas.
What's your toy story?
Well, mine goes back, Brent, a little bit longer than yours. It goes back to Christmas 1958.
Okay.
I was 6 years old, and for my Christmas gift, I got a buckboard sleigh, a miniature buckboard sleigh. So imagine this thing. It's about 6 feet long. It's got runners underneath, and it's got a pole, yep, leather straps. And this is a big deal. Now, Brent, I'm going to play with your memory, but the number one cowboy show at the time was Paladin. And
yeah,
his business card said, "Have a gun, will travel."
That's right.
So on the side of my sleigh, my dad had put, "Have sled, Lionel, will travel." So that was pretty cool. Now, that sleigh is 67 years old, and it sits in the front yard of my house, and I got Santa Claus on top and two reindeer pulling it, and it's all lit up. And it's 67 years old, and I hope to be able to pass it on to my kids. So it's a great memory for me.
Oh, what a lovely story, Lionel. Man, I remember that. Paladin, Paladin, where do you
roam? Where do you roam?
Great memories. Merry Christmas, Lionel.
Merry Christmas. All the best to you, Brent.
You bet. Take care. 1-877-332-8255. Pauline out in Maymont. I want to hear your toy memory, Pauline.
Yeah, hi, Matt. I got you quick. I was just listening to you. I'm driving, so I hope I don't lose service here. But I remember I was poor. We were poor. And this was many, many years ago. And my brother had come home from the line. There was 10 of us. I was at the end of the line. So he was gone from home, went to work. And we all got presents. And we didn't usually get presents. And he came home, and the tree was up, and he put these presents under the tree, and I got this tea set. It was like real glass tea set, and today I still have it, and all my grandgirls, I would take it out, and I would have not tea with them, it would be Kool-Aid, but it was just such a very special gift that year.
Oh, man, the tea set. That's absolutely lovely, Pauline. What a great memory. Merry Christmas to you. We've got another toy story from Dwayne joining us on the phone at 1-877-332-8255. What's your story, Dwayne?
Well, just to show you how times have changed in our family, when you got to be 12 years old for Christmas, you got your first 22.
Oh, yeah.
We'd had a bumper crop that year, and when I went down under the tree was a Remington pump 22 that had 10 shots, and I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen such a beautiful gun in my life, and after Christmas dinner, I went out down by the granaries, and I managed to shoot a prairie chicken, and my mother cooked it up the next day for Boxing Day dinner for me.
That's a sweet rifle, you know, having the pump action. I had my first was a single shot Cooey, a little bolt action, but man, having that pump action, that'd be one sweet gun to have.
was the only boy in the whole district that had a pump 22.
Yeah, pretty slick. That's awesome. Thanks, Dwayne, so much for calling in with your toy memory. 1-877-332-8255. You got a toy story for us? We'd love to hear them. You can text, you can call. We're doing this up until 12 noon today. The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
And so time passes. Christmas comes and goes on schedule, and soon it is April.
Why do they have to spoil Christmas by making us be in plays?
We're on, sir. Let's show them how.
Okay, I got to get to a bunch of these favorite toy memories. Thanks for all the lovely comments being texted in. And Ethel, thank you very much for listening. Says she's enjoying our memories of Christmas past. Yeah, there is comfort in sharing stories, right? Let's get on the phone, and then we'll get to some more texts. Hi, Bob. What's your Christmas story?
Well, I have a hydrodynamic set by Kenner. In the year they put them up between 1958 and 63.
So what was that again?
Hydrodynamic set.
And what was that?
It's a girder and panel one, Kenner main net, but you have different little apparatuses or containers there. It would fill up with water as far as that goes. It would spray, and you have a flow meter, and you have a wheel that spins, and all sorts of different things will work with water.
Oh, isn't that cool?
And I put a bigger motor into it, so I changed it from 1.5 batteries to them for 3 volts to 6 or 8 volts as far as that with an adapter, and it works even better now than it did then.
It's interesting, this toys that you could get out of the Sears catalog that you could actually use as a learning tool.
It was, yes. Another thing, you were talking about steam engines.
Yeah?
I got a steam engine by Lowesco, where we're in Poland. This thing here comes with its own gauge on it, runs at 2.5 bars, and it's got its own feed water pump. It runs about 5 or 7 of those little things you would add onto a steam engine, make them run.
Yeah.
I got a marine plywood. I got a whole machine shop for that one.
Have you got a whistle on it?
Oh, it's got a safety valve so it doesn't go, yes. You got to be a third-class engineer to run it.
What a great story. Thank you so much, Bob. Merry Christmas to you. Okay, off of our text line, Bruce says, hey, I had a steam engine too. Grew up with a brother whose life was space. Every mail out from NASA, space wallpaper in our bedroom. We watched every minute of the moon landing. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. He says, my brother still spends his life teaching kids about the night sky, and I wouldn't change a minute of my 67 years. Thanks for that, Bruce. Out in Warman. At 8 years of age, I got a slot car and a train set. Wow! And a multimeter, and was told if I could figure out how they worked, I could keep all of them. I'm 62 now, and that was the best thing I ever got. What is the multimeter? I don't know what that is. Let me know. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, Roy here. I've got an original Red Ryder BB gun. I got it at an auction sale a few years ago. Same one as on the show, Christmas Story. I love that movie. Absolutely do. Heather says, as a kid, I wanted a doll that did something. So my parents bought me a doll named Linda that played records and sang. I would open up the back of the doll, put in a 2-inch record, and she would sing that song associated with the record. Muffin Man and Oranges and Lemons were two of the songs. That's so cool. Also got, as a preteen, an acoustic guitar. I still have that guitar. My parents encouraged my love of music with that gift. Heather, thanks so much for that. Where's another one? Stacy down in the southeast at Carnduff. When I was young, my mom bought me a Mrs. Beasley doll. God, I remember those. It talked. It was a sacrifice for them to get this. We had a house fire a few years later, and poor Mrs. Beasley was covered with soot. Mom tried to clean her once we could go back into our house, but you couldn't get the smell out of it. When I turned 40, my mom gave me a new one, which is still in the wrapper. I'm 64, mom passed, but always special to me. Nice stories. We got a call here from Elaine in Spring Valley. Elaine, what's your toy memory?
Well, in a way it was a toy. I did play with him. I got a boy for Christmas. He was born on the 23rd of December, and he was early, 3 weeks early. And I tease him. I say he's the only living Christmas present I ever got, and he grew from 21 inches to 6'4". And quite a wonderful gift.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, just after Christmas, so for Ukrainian Christmas, I guess you could say, I had a set of twins.
Oh, gosh.
And they're also 6 foot, well, the shrimp is 6 foot 3 and a half, and the other one is 6'4.5". So
I have to ask you this, Elaine, with those Christmas birthdays, did they get double up on the presents every year?
Yes, I think every year till they got big, and the twins, I always made them two chiffon cakes.
Isn't that nice? Good story, Elaine. Thanks so much, and thanks for listening to the radio station. I know you're a loyal listener, and we really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, and to all of you there, wonderful. And also, I wanted to say, I didn't get in on the hugs and praise or whatever, for all the people who have been such a friendship and support to me in the last year and a half, which have been tough, but also for the people who are caregivers at every level in every facility, including the correctional center and the prisons.
Good for you. Thanks, Elaine. Merry Christmas to you. Elaine out in Spring Valley giving us a call with her toy memories. She got the live version. That's so cool. Oh, boy. This is nice. Brent Laux filling in today on the Evan Bray Show. Evan's certainly under the weather these days. As I started this last Friday, and each day we thought, well, maybe tomorrow. But no, he's in tough for it right now. So we hope he gets lots of rest and gets back to 100% and back with us here after the holiday season. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. If you missed it earlier today, you're going to have an opportunity to take a listen to a very interesting song and my interview with former Premier Brad Wall and friends. It's just kind of a neat story that Brad put together out of where he lives now down in southwest Saskatchewan in the Cypress Hills area. And if you've never had the opportunity to get down to the Cypress Hills, boy, do make that effort. I know there's so many areas in our province that are beautiful, and be it the far north or out on the prairies, whatever, but there's something magical about that area around Cypress Hills, and there's some really interesting history as well. After we had talked to Brad earlier today, I had a text from Larry in Christopher Lake, and Larry says that he was an artist in residence at the Stegner House, which is in East End, Saskatchewan, down on the eastern slope of the Cypress Hills. And he says, I totally immersed myself in the history of that area, including Glovenlock, Ravenscraig. And he said just incredible stories. I'm not sure if I got the pronunciation on those communities correct, but yeah, just a neat area in southwest Saskatchewan. I'm going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. Let me see. Did I get another text in here? 1-877-332-8255. Oh, there it is. Alan from Wawota. As he mentioned that when he was 8 years old, he got a multimeter. And I said, what the heck's a multimeter? And he said, it's those things you use for testing voltage and ohms resistance. I remember them now. And I guess he figured it out because he still got that meter from when he was a kid at the age of 8. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I hope you have some new wonderful memories that we'll be able to share years from now, right, through this holiday season. But it sure makes you realize the common stories so many of us have. Brent Laux with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show today on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.